Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
I'm Penance, and sometimes I can be a real witch.
I'm Alina. The rest is need to know.
Now, with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Volume 16, Where There's Smoke. Issue 3, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Compounds. On the cover, drawn Archie Comics style, Sage and Marcus stand next to a punch bowl, making eyes at each other, a blurry crowd of dancing teens behind them. A banner hung over them proclaims that this is a good old-fashioned appointed get-together. Alina, in an over-the-top trench coat and hat, tiptoes in from the side of the page, doing some straight-up creeping. Down in the corner is a special glossy sticker of the Falcon logo wreathed in flames. Embossed letters proclaim this is part of the Falcon Down event.
Last issue, Arcana and Sage went toe-to-toe with Miss DeVillis, with some help from Guild and Arcflash, who are two awakened mutants that gained their powers through the appointed and are appointed members, right? Like, they're full-on involved in the church. When we last left, Arcana and Sage were jetting off on Sage's motorcycle, and the two appointed kids were in...
Are they kids?
I think they are. Okay. They're probably about your age, maybe like a year or two older.
Awesome.
But they're very much teen supers. It would not be inappropriate for you to hit on one of them a whole bunch.
Oh, good. That's already happened.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah. They are like teen outreach. Because that's like a huge thing among this kind of organization, is getting kids to do some of their work. So they're in a big black unmarked van that is kind of moving along in the streets in your rear view on your motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you headed?
Dynamite Jacks.
I think I'm going to ask you for a favor.
We have helmet mics. So I think in these next couple panels,
yeah,
it's like shots of our face and like very expressive eyes and mm-hmm. text bubbles of the conversation going between the two helmets. Nice.
What I think we should do is maybe just get to know these two a little better and maybe not mention anything about, you know, the asset or my no personal stuff.
Well, yeah, I would never betray you that way.
Good. It's just, I think that maybe we should get to know these guys and see what exactly their connection is like, and maybe see if we can use them.
And you're going to get a panel of the close-up on Sage's visor and her one eyebrow, like, arching. And I'm going to go, Alina, are you asking me to make a friend? And then I'm going to wink.
I mean, you're a lot better at it than I am.
It would be my sincere pleasure to make a friend. And then I'm going to giggle.
Perfect.
Awesome.
So the next panel is a nice wide one that shows Dynamite Jack's Diner. And it has like a little editorial note. Frequent stop of our dear heroes. Great milkshakes. And we've got the motorcycle and the van parked outside. So are you sitting in your regular booth?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
And I assume you're now in civilian clothes.
Yes.
Okay.
I was never in anything but civilian clothes.
True. So we've got the two of you seated with the two members of the appointed. Now, they have changed out of their navy suits.
So what are they wearing? Specifically, I only care about like the one kind of.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they're wearing the same thing.
Oh.
They're wearing kind of like bleach jeans that have like they're not new, they're not designer, they're not pretty. Like they're jeans people have been working in. And they have navy blue t-shirts that are like really tight t-shirts that have white text on it that's talking about like a mission trip that they'd been on where they were doing some work, like, you know, kind of revitalizing. I think it's like revitalizing the bash, and it has 2018, and it's all like very excited thing, and has the symbol of the appointed on it.
But how hot does Guild look in his t-shirt?
Guild's t-shirt fits him relatively well on like the chest and stomach,
mm-hmm.
and is way too freaking small for his arms. Like, it's to the point that like it's involuntarily rolled up. Mm-hmm. Just because his shoulders and chest are so big. So where on someone else it would look like a t-shirt, on him it's like definitely like cap sleeve length, that it's to show off just as much
bicep
as possible. Yeah.
Cool. So I'm going to make sure when we sit down in the not our usual booth that I sit next to him.
Yeah, you're sitting around a circle table,
mm-hmm.
and Dynamite Jack comes up and it's like a little moment of being taken aback.
And I shake my head no, very subtly.
And he goes, he takes out some menus, puts them down in front of the four of you, and goes, what can I help you with?
We'd like some milkshakes, please.
Great. We got chocolate, vanilla, strawberry.
Chocolate for me.
I don't know. Arc Flash. Is it Arc Flash or Flash? Like,
so I think it is worth noting that that while Arc Flash still, like, Arc Flash is out of her costume, she still does have like the blue kind of sparking lines on like her wrist and her neck and stuff, mm-hmm. like that. And Guild is still a big guy made out of metal. Mm-hmm. Like, they have they are not passing with their mutation.
Exactly.
And so Arc Flash says, I'm Mindy. We picked up names just so we could, you know, do the hero thing.
Yeah, it definitely makes things easier.
Guild kind of like leans a little bit on like towards Sage, kind of doing like a little bit of like a get comfortable on the table, lean forward. And he goes, and I'm Marcus. What should we call you to?
Oh, I'm Sage. I'm just Sage.
Nice to meet you, Sage.
Likewise.
And I'm Nancy.
Perfect. And editorial's note, she isn't. So yeah, so needless to say, one of them is made out of like a silvery metal, and mm-hmm. the other has red hair. So of course they match strawberry and vanilla, mm-hmm. with their milkshakes, because mm-hmm. you gotta.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next panel just shows like the four of you with your milkshakes, and Marcus is going... And, like, you should have seen the guy. Like, he was like, 12 feet tall. And, but, you know, just got in there, took him down. And, that's the kind of training facility we got. It's really just, you get in, you get to work, and you really learn how to be on the front lines, right?
And Sage is hella engaged. She's, like, hand on fist on table. Like, she's just, like... Wow, I could kill for a facility like that. That sounds incredible. You must feel like you have the world at your fingertips.
And he kind of like pauses for a moment, and he just nods and goes, It's everything I hoped it would be. We're able to make a difference, like a real one. And like, I mean, I'm not trying to like talk either of you into anything. Like, you're both awakened already. So, like, but if you ever want to come down, you know, go a couple rounds, check things out, just let us know, right?
Sounds pretty cool. Do you have, like, trainers? Or, like, is this all, like, a self-guided study kind of thing?
Mindy nods and goes, like, oh, yeah, there's teachers at the school. Like, you know, the people, we managed to actually have a decent amount of people that already had powers before they joined up. And Marcus mm-hmm. turns and goes, like, well, Mindy, we all already have powers. Their powers had already been awakened.
Right. Yeah.
Right. But so anyway, yeah, we've got teachers that have been at it for a long time. And so they really know, they have a better idea of what's going on. I can't imagine what it must have been like to grow up being able to do these things.
Well, certainly we didn't handle it as gracefully as you probably have with teachers. We've, you know, had to trial and error some things, and, you know, we didn't always look as good doing what we do as you do.
So Mindy's like leaning across and she's going like, but like, I saw how powerful you are. I saw all of that electricity. That's amazing. Like, if you want to, if you could show me some tips, like, I'm not so much one to kind of brawl it out, but
yeah. And the thing is Sage here is,
I'm shaking my head vigorously.
Yeah. Sage is still a little,
no, bit. I'm shaking my head at you. Don't tell them. Don't tell them.
And she's shaking her head, and I just say, it's okay. We can tell them. Sage is still coming into her awakening.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have, you know, I don't have anything close to the power that she does. It's just, it's a little unpredictable at the moment.
Yeah, no, I get it. My buddy Bill, like, he's got one big arm. And, like, it keeps on, like, getting bigger and smaller. And, like, I think he's going to have scales. But, like, it's kind of taken a while to kind of, like, it's awkward. It takes a bit of time.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
It really helps to have people who understand.
Yeah. Is it, I mean, the process that you have to go through.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard that it takes, like, months to do the training beforehand, and the procedure is, like, really secretive, right? Like, I'm not trying to, I'm just a little curious.
And the two of them kind of, like, look at each other for a minute, and, like, there's a little moment of discomfort, and...
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
No,
I didn't mean
to... It's totally cool. There's specific recruiters that really know how to explain everything. And like lots of times we're told that we should talk to them first to like make sure that like we're mostly just sort of doing good works, right? But having
that's so cool, like outreach and stuff, right?
Yeah, it's like really making a difference. And that's I've never been a part of anything that made a difference before. Not in like this way, you know? But you know that. You're out there doing the work on your own. And okay, so it takes a little while to make sure that you understand sort of the philosophy, and they expect you and want you to work with the church first, right? Like this isn't a church that you go to and you just kind of sit in the back, right? This is something that you go and you get your hands dirty and you do the work and you do the philosophy and you live the life first. And they take your measure and they work out what your awakening is.
Mm-hmm.
And when...
Oh, wait. So you mean they know how you're going to be awakened before you go through the process?
Yeah, that's part of the reason it takes a little while, because they have to meet you and understand you. They have some psychics on staff that work with you to kind of work out what it's going to be.
I'm going to lean back away from him, like to get my eye line behind his or whatever, and be like, should I go? Should I do this?
Calm down.
And then she's going to do that face she makes, like, you're getting ahead of yourself, calm your shit down. And yeah. I'm just going to, like, relax again.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it also depends what you're looking for. You know, like, we get plenty of people that come in that are awakened, that just mm-hmm. want to learn how to control their awakening.
Mm-hmm.
People that come in that don't want it to manifest all the time. Part of the reason that Mindy and me are out here is that we are so obvious. Because we're trying to destigmatize that and to kind of have everybody understand that we're all awakened inside, right?
And you guys are prime specimens. I mean, you're beautiful, both of you. There's no reason to hide.
Yeah. I mean, I, you know, and I'm summoning up a little bit of a blush. And I look at Arc Flash and I just go, like... man, I don't know. My parents would be, they're basic humans. I don't know if they would even, let me do this after school. Like, how do you go to, I haven't seen you around the high school. Do you go to private school?
I go to PS7.
PS7.
I think you guys go to PS14.
Okay.
And Marcus goes, yeah, I go to Catholic school.
Oh, so you go to Our Lady of Endurance?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Our Lady of Endurance.
Oh, so that's an all boys school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
That must be really hard.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you get out and do your thing. I mean, not like do your thing. Like, you get out and do social things and
I kind of knock Sage and just like giggle.
And I put my hand on his hand and go like, we know what you mean. It's totally okay. And my hand just lingers.
And he marks insecure.
Does he blush copper?
I don't know if he
blood.
Does he just get hot?
I've got something better than blush aid. This is great.
So my hand is on his hand.
Yeah, and so he has, he looks like hammered steel, right? Uh-huh. So it's got like the dots, and like his cheeks just kind of like start to crumple for a moment, like it's like digging in deeper with the hammered marks. So it's like almost
all
like
the dimples.
It's almost like a bunch of dimples all on his face all at once, and he's going like, and like kind of like puffing up his cheeks, and he goes like, you excuse me for a minute, and we get him like standing up from the table and like getting just behind a little bit of a wall. You can still mostly see him, but he feels like he's like, it's behind like some glass.
He feels a little more private.
And he just like puts his thumb in his mouth and just like pops his cheek back into place. And he pops his cheek back into place and just kind of like wipes his hands on his shirt and then is like looking like, oh God, what am I doing? I have spit on my hands. And then he looks down and he remembers that he doesn't have spit.
Uh-huh.
And there's just like this like quick line of panels of him being just the most awkward.
Mm-hmm. Sage is just watching and she's going to say to Mindy, so did you two meet through the church or were you awake? Did you know each other pre-awakening?
No, yeah, we got put on a team together. I think they're going to add a couple more people to the team at some point, but they start out with partnerships because you really want to set it up so that you can work really well with the person. You have to really understand somebody before you can be comfortable talking to people and kind of introducing the concepts of our church, and also just in terms of like having each other's back.
Yeah, you two just seem so close. I just assumed you had some sort of, you know, deeper relationship, but you guys seem like great partners.
No, he's great, but it's nothing like that.
Oh.
Are you piercing her mask?
Yes.
Because you're kind of piercing my mask.
Yeah. Who?
Go ahead and roll to pierce the mask. That's with mundane.
Nope.
And Pterosaur comes in.
That's a big old nope.
Yeah.
Roll mark potential. She rolled a one, I think.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
a one. Okay, yeah. Good. I was looking at the snake eyes there. I did not realize there was a negative modifier on him too.
Yeah.
So you're kind of giving her the side eye, and there's a ding from the door.
Mm-hmm.
And a man in his young 20s walks in. He has some kind of like bits of silver in his hair, a little like mostly on like the sides of it. Kind of like premature in that, but otherwise just a very neutral looking guy. And as he's walking, you can see, the readers can see, that he has a couple of marbles in his hand that he's just kind of like running over his fingers, and will immediately recognize that this is the guy who has been hanging out with Evan Lee and is the one who gave Mindshot her powers. And he sees the four of you sitting there. Well, the three of you, because Marcus is on his way over still. And he gives a wave and he goes, oh, hey. And he comes over and has like a, just a big grin on his face. And it's that he's wearing kind of like a business casual sort of look. But as he gets closer, you see his tie has the symbol of the appointed on it.
On his tie clip.
On his tie clip, even better. And he comes up and he goes like, Mindy, Marcus? And he looks over and goes, there he is. All right. Having a milkshake? These friends of yours from school?
Just met. Hi, I'm Nancy, St. Stacy.
Hi, I'm Darren. Good to meet you. And he puts out his hand and shakes it.
And I'm Sage. We're just admiring Mindy and Marcus's immense skill.
Oh, they're fantastic, aren't they? And he shakes your hand as well. And he just kind of like sits down in Marcus's chair and well, not like right next to you. Like, I think there's, this is a, we said it's like a circle booth, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just didn't want him to sit down.
And now Sage and I are
inching closer to each other.
we're holding hands underneath the booth.
So he sits down and he has just like this big smile on his face. He's like a really friend. He seems just like a really genuinely friendly guy.
Mm-hmm.
But of
which
course,
is ultimately more scary.
Yeah. And he says, I'm sorry. I'm not going to interrupt you long. I just wanted to check in because Evan wanted me to let you know of something, Mindy. And it seemed like your phone isn't working. And she kind of pauses for a second, takes out her phone and hits the button on it. And there's like, it has like a second that it has a red screen and then it turns off. And she goes like, yeah, I don't know what's going on. And then we've got the little editor's note. Hexworm, bust in tech. And he says, so just letting you know, we've got the next group of people that want to set up for the program to hit their awakening. And you were chosen as one of our youth leaders. And her face just like brightens the hell up. To like to the point that like there's like sparks appearing in front of her eyes from like just like a little bit of electricity. And her face is beet red. And she's just like, oh my gosh, really? It's like, yep, you and Marcus. So you're gonna be gaining a little bit of, you know, a little bit of clout around the church, which should be lots of fun. But more importantly, you're gonna be helping these people to really claim their awakening. I'm sorry. Church business, I know it's dry. I know people talking about religion and politics keep away from it, right? But I just was so excited, and I knew that Mindy would be excited. And she can tell Marcus, but here, let me... And he like immediately has like a business card in his hand, and in the other hand, you can see he's still rolling the marbles. It looks like a stress reaction kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, listen, I'm going to get out of your way, but if you're talking with these two and you just met, I'm guessing you're of the caped persuasion. And if you want any help, any training, any assistance of any kind in terms of understanding your awakening and yourselves, give us a call. And he holds out the business cards for you.
And I gingerly take one. Mm-hmm. And put it down in front of me, like away from the dripping milkshake, but it's not on my person yet.
Okay.
And I'll take one and be like, thanks. We've seen your stuff on TV. It looks like you're doing a lot of good work.
You know, it's a blessing to be able to. And at that point, Marcus comes back over with his face properly unpopped. And you heard me.
I love this dork.
And he sees Darren and he goes just like, Darren! And the two of them kind of like bro hug.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, did you see me? I flew out the window twice. She flew out the window too. Both of them did. It was amazing. We crushed a car. It was not great. Not want to crush. Better luck next time. But we stopped her. Kept people safe.
He really acted like a hero. You would have been proud, Darren.
You will be proud. I'm sure they got tons of footage. The news was all over this.
This will look excellent for your church.
And Darren appears to have missed that you were definitely talking about the fact that they're probably under surveillance constantly. And he just like looks, he does look so beatifically proud.
Mm-hmm.
And just like puts his hands over his chest and goes, I can just breathe in the joy and enthusiasm and just feel how much of a difference you kids are making. Okay, listen, I gotta run. But so good to meet the two of you. Listen, keep doing good things, right? And he pats Darren on the back of the head, gives him kind of like a ruffle that doesn't do anything because it's metal. gives like a thumbs up and a wink to Mindy and strolls right out whistling to himself.
Well, he seemed lovely. Is he a friend of yours?
He's actually one of the trainers. The vans belong to the appointed. I'm guessing he followed our GPS, made sure that we were doing okay. Do you think it really got on TV?
Oh, yeah. I heard there was somebody from the Daily Watch Daily there. And they're always, you know, recording with their iPhones and all.
Very up-to-date reporting.
They're always recording with their phones and all.
And Mark is like, takes out his phone quickly and is like about to look it up and must be out of batteries. Are you draining my batteries?
No, that's actually something that
I'm sorry. It's me. I'm still kind of getting used to my new powers, and sometimes I have a negative effect on technology. I'm sorry.
Oh no, geez, I'm sorry. I didn't think like that was, you know, one of those things. Playful banter with partners, not cool. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You can make it up to me by maybe putting my number in your phone when it's working again.
So I think because you're in a diner, they've got it, like they have the paper mats.
Yes, for sure. For
and there's some crayons on the paper.
Yeah,
just I mean crayons on the table just for if you've got kids there. And so he immediately grabs a crayon and like rips off part of the placemat. Mm-hmm. And goes, promise, deal.
So I'm going to write my number down.
And then I'm going to say, no, silly, that's the phone you destroyed.
Oh, right.
Here, I've got it in my phone. And so I just go and I...
Use a burner phone.
Burner phone. And then I just say,
you're so smart.
You've got to get it grounded when you're around this one. Because otherwise, you'll go through a ton of them a day.
But I promise she'll pass along the message.
And he kind of like gives a grin and goes, I get a memo every week that I need to stop breaking my sleeves, and kind of like gives like a little like joking flex, but like he'd seen the suit with a there's like a little like of a couple things, and
I'm gonna giggle again and be very amused by that.
And Mindy's like, I broke the microwave like 5 times.
Oh my gosh, I've done that.
It sucks. What is with these microwaves? What are they putting in them?
It's Protean City. They should be sturdy.
Right? And so at this point, I think we're going to pull back a little bit. We get a couple of panels that shows Sage and Alina in Sage's bedroom, just kind of hanging out. And
we're
then,
picking out outfits.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then the burner phone rings.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another scene that shows Marcus slash Guild kind of like hanging out in one of the training facilities because he's on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, just want to let you know, there's an ice cream social meet and greet thing coming up. If it's coming up tomorrow, if you don't have anything going on, just, you know, might be a fun thing. I'd like to see you.
Oh, yeah. Let me just move some things around in my schedule. I would like to see you too. Do you mind if I bring Nancy? I kind of had plans with her. I don't want to ditch her completely.
No, yeah, that'd be totally fine.
I'm sure she'd love to go.
And I've got the thumbs up, just like and, good work.
And Darren is there in his scene, giving like the thumbs up of like nice going, man. You know, this is. I'm proud of you, buddy. It shows, so like the phone call goes, we get the details of it, and then we see Marcus hang up the phone, and he's like, "Yo, she said yes. She said yes." And
on my end, I'm like, "Oh my god, I think we're going on a date. Oh my god, I'm going on a date. What does? And I'm freaking out."
Breathe. Inhale. Exhale. Good.
What do I wear? I don't. Shit.
All right. No. It's going to be fine. Let's see what you've got in your closet.
And you open the closet and it's all black.
Okay.
And inside, in the other one, we have Marcus and he's going like, "Man, I can't believe she said yes." And Darren goes, "Well, buddy, of course she was going to. Have you seen you?" Man, he gives like a knock knock and clang clang on his on his shoulder. "Now, just remember, don't let this get in the way of doing the good that you're doing, man. I'm really proud of you. This is a wonderful moment, you know. I wish your dad could have been here to see it." And he gives him another clang on the shoulder, and he turns away and goes like, "Hey, good news. At least you don't have to choose what to wear." And they both kind of like laugh, and he steps out into the hallway, and we see Darren reach into his hand where he has like some marbles in it, and he pops one into his mouth and crushes it, and then pauses and then makes a fist with his other hand. And when he opens it, there's a different marble there in his hand. And his entire demeanor kind of changes at that point. And the whole like bubbly, cheerful thing sort of fades out, and he seems to almost deflate a little bit. Like, he looks tired, his skin is like a little sallow, a little gray, and he puts that marble in with the other marbles that he's kind of rolling his hand, and he puts it all into his pocket, and he just kind of like trudges kind of slow and quiet down the hallway. And I think our next panel is at the is this an ice cream social? Is this a dance? How are we doing this thing?
You said sock hop.
I did say sock hop. So let's do really, sock hop.
Yeah.
So they've got like some cheesy music playing. Mm-hmm. And obviously they'll change to more fun music as the night goes on.
How similar in body type do you think Sage and Alina are?
Very. What would be a dress that you would loan me?
I think it's like a very, very light pink. And it's got English tea roses embroidered just in a all down the side of the dress, and it just sort of clusters kind of at the waist, like in a bouquet almost. There's a ribbon going around it, and it's a little, you know, fit and flare. So, it's a little fit and flare. It's very flattering, and not immodest. It's totally modest. It's something you would wear to church, like Easter Sunday.
I would not wear this to anywhere, but so she gives me this dress, but I can't with heels. It's just not a thing that I can do. The closest that I get is my nicest pair of high top Converse. They're white and they look okay, and just a little bit.
Got a jean jacket to sort of like toughen a little bit, maybe. Yeah. Or no, you've got a leather jacket. Oh god, that looks so punk rock.
Yeah, it's we don't know whether we want leather or lace today, but yeah. And so Alina is wearing a jade green. I'm gonna say like a crop top with like one of those high waisted bell skirts. So okay. Really good movement potential, but kind of cool and chill, and like it makes you look more a little bit more cool than me. I don't know. I don't know. I thought it was a good idea at the time.
Yeah,
she's like, I to make you more comfortable with what you were wearing. I was like, listen, put whatever you want on me. Like,
yeah,
we're in this together.
Mm-hmm. I also think it's something she would never wear, and I'm using this as an excuse to like dress her up. Mm-hmm.
To Stitch Fix her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, great. This podcast is brought to you by,
no. No, it's not.
Cut that shit.
If only.
No free advertising.
Yeah.
Pay us and we'll advertise for you.
Fanta.
yeah.
Speaking of no free advertising. So yeah, so we get the two of you like coming up the steps of the big, huge appointed mega church, and they have like it's decorated just to be like, it's almost decorated in a sort of kitschy glamour sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
Like lots of string lights.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, not actually super glamorous, but they're trying their best. It there's like a moment that you're looking at, you're like, do they think it's Christmas? But inside there's tons of people milling around. There are a bunch of adults that are in the full like appointed Navy jacket and everything. People of all genders in like the same Navy getup. The younger people that are part of the church already are in like pants and pants, shirt, tie, or sort of a middle of the road, non-exciting dress at mm-hmm. their choice. All of it is in some of those same appointed colors. Lots of blue, lots of white. The people that are visiting, like the two of you, are mixed in however. And there's a lot of people. There are more people here than you would have guessed at all. My guess is you were expecting like, hey, 30 people have some interest in this. But with how tense things have been between Falcon and people with mutations, there's mm-hmm. a lot of like sentiment of, I want to control what my mutation is doing. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the big things that they're saying that they can do. They can help you refine it. They can help you make it better. They can do all those different things. And so I think Marcus is near the entrance. When you all get there, he's been like awkwardly tapping his foot and waiting.
What's he wearing?
He's wearing, because he's a member already. So he's wearing the shirt, pants, tie combo.
Ooh.
But it's not big enough for him.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that he had the choice between wearing a shirt that was just like way too big, like it would hang down, or something that would be too small. And so he's kind of got like a Terry Crews look going in terms of just like barely fitting in the dress shirt. And like, that's part of the reason they stuck him out in front to get that good welcoming in.
Yeah.
And he sees the two of you and goes like, Sage, Nancy.
Hi, Marcus. Wow, this is a really big event.
Yeah, more people came than I think anyone was expecting.
Yeah, is Mindy around?
Yeah, I think she's back there. If you go just down, if you go through the main hall and kind of stick to the left, they've got a little space set up for demonstrations. And she's showing some things off over there.
Oh, okay. I'd love to see that. Are you okay?
Yeah, Marcus, can I stick by you? I don't want to get lost in the crowd.
And he kind of laughs at that and offers out an arm and goes like, yeah, sure.
And she's going to, for the first time in her whole damn life, hook her arm through a man's arm and like hold on daintily.
And like, he definitely was like partially joking, but now has no idea what to do.
Both of them have no Perfect. Idea what to do.
All right. So I think he's going to try to like lead in towards, he's probably abandoning his post. Let's say,
yeah, for sure.
There's a guy who's like standing with him, who's got kind of like a really furry feline face.
Mm.
And both of them were holding programs. And Marcus is like, hey, here, take these. And the guy's like, but I, and Marcus is, whoop, is gone at that point. Let's hop over to Alina.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going back over towards the demonstrations, or are you about to infiltrate this building?
My girl.
I am going to infiltrate. I'm doing recon. Let's okay. say that. I'm not infiltrating any okay. bases. I'm just getting the lay of the land. The one addition to the outfit that Sage so lovingly and brilliantly picked out for me mm-hmm. is my cam glasses. So okay. I'm recording.
Nice.
And backing it up onto the cloud courtesy of Frequency. And just sort of, you know, getting a lay of the land, you know, looking up for security cameras, looking down, and all kind of just sort of like also trying to very deliberately look like I'm so confused and I don't know where I am.
Yeah. You get a ping through your communication and it's just frequency and he's saying like, so I'm going to have access to it as long as you are not like deep underground or you're connected to the Wi-Fi. So if you're going into any basements or anything like that, get on the Wi-Fi because then I'll still have the connection. And it'll be encrypted. No one would see anything. But for now, like kind of follow your phone's 3G.
Mm-hmm.
If you start going into the 1G sort of range, even in the 3G range, we're going to lose some quality, at least on the backup until you get it connected.
Right. Right.
Okay. Be safe.
You too.
When you infiltrate the appointed church, roll plus superior. On a hit, take 2 hold. On a 7 to 9, face brief opposition and mark a condition. You still gain 2 hold. You can spend 5 hold to discover the room that is kind of the base of operations. Okay. That will get you some really nice footage. Or you can spend 3 hold to ask any question that I have to answer honestly. This is going to be a thing that we kind of describe a couple panels. We have you roll. And like you're keeping tallies of how much like intel you have. Okay. Basically how many chips you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're spending the chips in order to either ask me a question.
Okay.
Or find kind of the layer, right?
Okay.
Now the risk to rolling,
mm-hmm,
is that on a 7 to 9... you're marking a condition.
Mm-hmm.
And on a 6-, you're being found by appointed security.
Okay.
But we're more or less going back and forth, mm-hmm, rolling, getting some hold, describing the couple things going on,
mm-hmm,
deciding whether you want to spend some of that hold or if you want to hold on to it until you can do the big thing.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
And as long as you don't roll a 6-, you're getting in, you're getting out.
All right.
So you're not disguised because you're walking. I mean, you're disguised as Nancy. Mm-hmm. You're lost in the hallway. You're trying to find the event.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get a scene that just shows you, we get a panel that just shows you like moving away from the party. And there's a guard that's walking down the hallway and you like easily slip past him and you're just walking down. And we have, some of the panels are showing kind of like the interior, like the you walking, and others are showing your camera from your glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead and roll to infiltrate. So that's 9 plus your superior.
9 plus superior. So it is 11.
Okay, cool. So here's what we do. I'm going to describe a small threat, and you're going to describe how you immediately overcome it without any trouble.
Okay.
And then you're going to get 2 hold.
Okay.
As you're walking, you've moved into some of the hallways that are definitely like away from the public face.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a keypad and a locked door,
mm-hmm,
that would stand in the way of would-be intruders.
Well, it's pretty easy. You just dust some eyeshadow on the pad and you figure out the combination by how much oil was left on each number. And then you just have the combination.
Perfect. So bing, 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 bing. And you are on through to the inside of the appointed, and the door shuts down behind you. And we cut away from that to show the inside of a consultation room, similar to the one that Reggie Mortis was previously shown in. In one of the chairs, Evan Lee is seated with a thoughtful, wan look on his face. Across from him, there's somebody, but they're covered in shadow for now. Evan Lee says, "You're saying you can deliver these very interesting powers to me, but, well, I've never known folks of your stature to give something for nothing. You can talk me in circles, I'm sure, so just you tell it to me straight. What do I get out of this?" The next panel shows Evan again. He's smiling without any light touching his eyes. On the table between the two men are a handful of pictures, security camera images showing Puck, frequency, loadout, and uploads, attack on the Falcon base. The last panel before the final page is just a text bubble.
And so it still doesn't show who exactly is saying this, but it says, "Well, one of them has been buzzing around me for a couple months. Having him taken care of would take a great deal off my plate. I'm sure he won't be any real trouble, but there's some things you just don't leave to luck." The last panel is a pulled back shot, showing them shaking hands. On one end of the table, Evan Lee, leader of the Cult of the Appointed, come to Protean City. On the other, grinning like a cat with a mouse, is Jack Chance.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt. Arcana is played by Jess Benini, who can be found on Twitter at HerlockHolmes1. Penance is played by me, Elsbeth Dudman, and I can be found on Twitter at TheCatOnTheWall. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.